Hello?
Yes, Miss Randolph, someone calling from this number.
Are you the owner of Golding Lane?
I am, yes.
Oh, okay. I guess my question is, who is Mr. Thornton?
There's no Mr. Thornton. I'm Miss Randolph. I used to be Miss Thornton.
Oh, you used to be Miss. Okay. This is Zach. You had reached out to one of our associates about your property on Golding Lane.
No, they reached out to me. Someone
Okay.
keep reaching out to me. I don't know who keep reaching out, and they just asked me was I interested. I said I'm always interested, but it wasn't on my mind to sell right now. But I mean, the market is so crazy right now.
What do you mean by that?
Yes, if I sell, am I going to find something else? There's just not a whole lot out there right now. But I mean, I'm always interested.
Okay. Well, what's got, besides just saying, asking if you're interested, is there any other, underlying, things that make you interested?
Depends on what you're willing to give me for it. That would make me very interested.
I mean, even if, let's just say, even if we could give you what you wanted, I mean, would you have somewhere else that you'd want to, or could go, or?
It is, yeah, my daughter. My daughter don't live too far from me. She has extra room, so I can always go stay with her till I find something.
Okay. That makes sense.
Definitely.
1972, 1986. Mike Peel. Do you know Mike Peel?
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a buddy of mine. So we've done some work together.
Okay, Mike, sold my daughter's house. He sold her house.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, Mike is sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Well, his name came up on my paperwork.
What's that?
What, his name came up or something? Why you asked?
Yeah, because you had bought the house, what, 06? So it looked like he was the listing agent or the buying agent.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Well, if you talk to him, tell him I say hello.
Oh, definitely I will.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to be straight with you. You got a house, you don't have to sell it. But, they reached out to you. You got curious about an offer. Is there anything else I'm missing?
No, not really. I mean, I'm getting a lot of calls about this house. So I'm thinking, this is a hot area right now. My neighbor in front of me just sold his house, and a house down the street from me, and a house around the corner just sold. And I like, these houses are really, well, they didn't sell, the people died. And I guess the whoever was left on the kid decided to sell the property instead of keeping it.
Sure.
Yeah, and then like I said, my neighbor in front of me, they got a bigger house. They upsized. They moved to Marana, so he just sold his house.
Sure.
And I just seen, I was like, wow, maybe I don't know, I might be able to sell it. Who knows?
Well, there's always that possibility. I mean, is that something that you talk with your daughter about, maybe moving in?
We already been discussed that a long time ago. 'Cause I'm getting up in age, and I didn't like really living by myself. My brother came to stay with me for right now, and just I don't know. I think I want to do something different. Wanted to do something different.
Nothing
That's a
wrong
great neighborhood. It's beautiful. That's a beautiful neighborhood. Just a lot of older people. Yes, sometimes you want to do something different.
Oh yeah, I'm quite familiar with it. I've seen it with my own eyes. Haven't seen the inside, obviously, but I'm fairly familiar with it.
Okay.
What are you hoping to accomplish out of it?
What do you mean?
As far as if you do decide to sell it.
But I'm not understanding your question. You said, what do I need to accomplish?
Yeah, if you were to sell it, what would you be hoping to, accomplish out of the sale?
I'm gonna give me another home. I def that's number one I would have to do.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm asking, as far as, you selling it and, walking away with a price that makes sense for you.
Oh, I mean, I have no clue about that one. I mean, honestly, I don't. I have no clue. I know I wouldn't sell it for what I owe it for. I would have to sell it for more than that and at least try to get enough money in it to, excuse me, to get something else. That would be my
Like
main concern.
a down payment.
A down payment and a little something that I would have just in case if I went into that house and I didn't like something, I have a little money to do anything I need to do with it.
I'll be honest, I have, homes in the area and, it's, was it safe to say that this, would need some updating?
Yes.
Yeah. So, if it was in perfect condition, we could probably be able to achieve that. I hear you said, I know you want to get more than what you paid for it, which, I think is probably doable. And I don't know exactly what you paid for it, but, something around this. Probably in the 130 range back in 2006, I imagine.
Yes.
So, three,
I
two.
mean, you tell me if you done seen it. I know you know how it look. If you bought a house like this right now, what would I mean? Just being totally honest, not to try to beat me down or to try to lift my head up. What would you honestly, your company would give me so we don't waste each other's time? Because right
Yeah.
now I'm doing a little bit at a time. I'm fixing up. I'm fixing my own house up. Just for me. So I just remodeled my kitchen last year, so that looks great. But yeah, it is dated. I'm not gonna lie, it's dated. But the majority of the time when people come in, they redo everything anyway.
Sure. Well, I can tell houses like this, I'm typically buying, around 150.
Okay. I mean, that wouldn't even be worth the time.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that's typically what the price point I'm buying at.
Right. No, I understand.
What is something that you think that is relevant to your house?
That's a question. You asked me a question?
Yeah, so what do you think is relevant to, something like that you have?
I mean, I have no clue. I mean, honestly, I don't. I mean, I would have to call Mike to ask him a question about it. If he had put it on the market, what would he put it on the market for? That's something I would have to talk to my real estate person about. But I never got that far. I just haven't.
Okay.
But I definitely wouldn't let it go for $150,000. I mean, that's I wouldn't do it. Because $150,000, I'm not going to get anything out to even remotely try to get a down payment on another house. It wouldn't be cost effective, not to me.
Sure, and that wasn't my offer. I'm just saying, when I'm buying, typically for, properties that, they need some work, they need some TLC. They're not terrible, but they just need some, love and paint.
Right.
So,
Basically, that's it. I mean, I can paint it up, But if they're going to say you will give me $10,000 to paint it up, I doubt it very seriously, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean, huh?
Exactly.
Right. So, no, why not leave it as is and let you come in and do whatever you want to do? Because if I paint it blue, you might change it and paint it gray.
Sure. So, what do you think? I mean, you said you know, obviously you must have a number in mind.
I don't. I really honestly don't. If I had to guess, probably I wouldn't accept no less than $200,000 or $190,000 just because I owe over $100,000 on it because I have a balloon payment that I can't, they won't allow me to pay, you know, it's just sitting there. The house is, I probably owe $70,000, but I got that balloon payment that's sitting there that I have to pay that too. So, I mean, if you look at it, that's $130,000 right there straight up. That's
$130,000.
Let me see. So it's like it's not going nowhere from the first time I got it.
Sure.
But if I look at the comp in this place here, I know if you bought it, you could sell it for $300,000 easy, because that's what they're going for, $270,000, $280,000 in this area. So,
I mean, even if we were able to come to maybe even, you know, $180,000, $190,000, that range. I mean, what is your time frame even really looking at? I mean, is it, even if you were to be able to get a number that you're like, yeah, that works for me. I mean, what's going to stop you?
I mean, nothing would stop it other than trying to find something else. I would have time. I would need time to do it. I mean, I'm not saying no 6 months to a year, but at least
like
a couple of months.
100 days.
100? That's 36. At least 3 months, yeah. I mean, I think you could find something in 90 days. And like I said, even if I couldn't, I have my daughter that I can go stay with, you know. But I just want to move one time. I don't want to move all the stuff out of here, put it in storage, then go stay with her. You know, that's to me, that's not cost effective. Once I leave one area, I just want to go straight to the next one.
Okay. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you know you want to sell. You have options. You need a flexible closing date. And, you know, if you can avoid putting it on the market and going through all that, you would like to do that.
I would.
So, you know, we buy a lot of houses, and, you know, if I could meet you in the middle, you know, I mean, would you even consider something of 175?
I wouldn't.
So you really need that one, what did you say, 185, 190?
I would need as close to 200 as I could get, to be honest. Like I said, I mean, I owe like 130 on it right now. I mean, at least 130. If I get a new house, you know, find something, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know your formalities about, you know, the pay, all the different paperwork, what got to be paid, what don't have to be paid. I mean, I don't know how that work on your end. You know, once you buy a house, so I guess we sit down and talk about that also. But, I mean, if I got close to at least the 200, I would be happy, to be honest. I wouldn't have an issue with it. But I know
no.
I wouldn't do it for 175 because I'm not going to, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's just being honest on my end with
yeah.
you. Like I said, I don't want to waste your time.
No, I'm
I don't
not
want you to waste
your time either.
I don't want to keep going back and forth with it, like, I give you 160, I want to give you 170. I'm not going to sell it for that. I can keep it.
So at 190,
I'm happy. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
At 190, you would do it.
I would consider.
Okay.
I would definitely consider.
I can't deal with considers. If I'm coming up, then I would need to know. because, you know, it is more than I'd want to pay for it, but.
Like I said, I would consider that, really. Like I said, I would talk to my real estate person and ask, do I think that's a fair deal? She might say, okay, 180 is a fair deal. She might say that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
but
with 190, it's terrific. She might say 175 is a fair deal. So if I'm willing to deal with that, then, okay, you know, maybe I will think about it. I might consider it. You never know.
It sounds to me like you're still kind of price shopping a little bit and seeing, you know, what your real estate agent is going to say. I mean, you said it yourself. Houses are selling for, you know, around $300,000, and that's all fixed up.
That's what I say, in this area, fixed, that's what they're going for. I don't expect that. You know, I mean, I'm not crazy. Let's keep it real. I'm not crazy. By a long shot, thinking that this house is going to sell for that type of money. I know
right.
It's not.
And then, so after real estate fees, you know, and after, if you were to fix this property up, I mean, you'd be, you know, you're trading, you know, pennies for pennies.
Correct.
So, you know, as far as the, you know, return on investment, and, you know, looking at it from a number standpoint, you're not really adding any value if you're not going to do any work, and, you know, avoiding fees, real estate fees and inspection reports. I mean, the numbers are the numbers, you know, and I guess, you know, what you said you need to talk to them, you know, about a fair price. I mean, you know, it's outdated. It's, you know, I'm familiar with the house, familiar with the area. You know, I think that's a more than fair, I mean, really more than what I would, you know, really want to pay, but more than a fair deal on it.
And what did you say? I didn't hear you. Say it again. No, I don't remember. You said,
I mean, if you can, you know, maybe we could consider 190.
Okay. No, I thought you said 170. I'm sorry.
No. What?
You said you would consider 190.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not trying to price gauge or think it's worth more than it's worth. I'm not trying to do that, you know, because I look at my house. I have the same identical house that the gentleman have in front of me. He have beautiful amenities, you know, beautiful. I know what he sold his for. Mine don't look nothing like that. So I wouldn't expect $300,000 for my house. I would not. His house is immaculate. But he knew what he wanted to get for it, so he did the work to get what he needed to do. So, I mean, that's totally different. I'm not trying to price gouge anything. Honestly, I wasn't even looking to sell. You know, I really wasn't until I got it to look the way I wanted to look, to maybe even get what I wanted to maybe try to get, you know. But if I sold it as is, yeah, I don't expect to get $200,000 or $300,000. I mean, let's keep it real. I mean, that's being realistic, you know. But honestly, I can't give it away, you know. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Before I give it, I keep it and continue to do what I'm doing to get it to where I needed to be if I chose to sell it back, you know, then. But like I said, I don't think 190 is a bad price. Honestly, I just don't, you know. But that's just something you threw out there. That's not a guarantee.
Well, I mean, if I could guarantee it, would you be ready to do it?
I would consider it.
On a hundred day close, or 60 to 100 day close, however long you need.
I would consider that. Really, truly, I would.
So the answer
is. I would definitely talk to my realtor. I would definitely talk to her, because I would definitely have to look and see what's out there. Excuse me. Going forward, you know, before I say, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this, I have to know that something's out there in my area that I want, that, okay, if I wanted this in 60 days, boom, I'm ready. Yeah, I can go. I can get my foot on the floor and go.
You know, what if we were just to work with you on the clothes and say, you know, nothing happens, you know, it's the purchase would be contingent upon you finding your new home. So that way, you know, we're locked in. We have, you know, we have good faith. And, you know, nothing happens until you find the new home.
You, I didn't hear you on that. You said lock into something. I'm sorry. You went in and out.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is nothing would happen until you find your new home. Would that make you, you know, feel more comfortable?
I mean, I'm not uncomfortable. I mean, to be honest, I'm not uncomfortable. I mean, like I said, I have not made those decisions as of yet. I have not. I mean, me and you just discussing this right now. I'm going to write down what you were saying is what I'm going to do. And all this is just in good faith, and that's it. Okay.
Yep.
You say, okay, the price you said, again, sir, I just want to make sure, you know, when I pass this, I'm not speaking crazy.
We're considering $190.
Okay.
It's not my offer. I'm, you know, trying to meet you halfway.
Okay, now what about the closing and stuff? Am I responsible or are you responsible?
Let's just talk about the price and see if that would even make sense. If that doesn't make sense, none of the rest is going to make sense.
No, I mean, it would make sense. I'm just saying, if I got to do closing and everything, and closing coming out of that, that's going to bring that down, correct?
Correct.
I didn't hear you.
Correct. I don't feel comfortable giving necessarily detail, because everything is, you know, a negotiation, right? And when I say negotiation, I mean flexibility on, you know, all sides of the spectrum. So, you know, if you're stuck on that you need to talk with someone else, I think you should just talk with someone else first, and then we can recircle if it makes sense. I mean, I don't have to buy the house. I don't need it. You don't have to sell it.
You know, when I said talk to someone else, I'm talking about my real estate person.
I know.
Not a lawyer, not a doctor. I was speaking of my real estate person that said, hey, if I sell this for $190, and everything is included, they paying all the tags, titles, everything, can you find me something in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? You know, I'm speaking of that language, not anything else. I'm not speaking of nothing else.
I get it. No problem.
No, that's why I asked with that. Am I responsible for it, or are you going to, I'm not telling you, I'm not saying give me a bona fide, give me your blood saying it. I'm just saying if I'm responsible, is that coming out my $190? And if it is, I need to know that, because that's going to bring the price down even lower.
Closing's not that expensive. I think that we can, if you're serious about it, call me back and we can make it, you know, we can make it a winnable situation for both. But until you talk with him, I think it'd be best until we just talk with him. And if that number, because he could say, oh, no, that number's not going to work, then we're having discussion about nothing that doesn't even matter.
Right, exactly.
So talk with him. If you feel the need to talk with him, are you going to call Mike?
I might call Mike. Mike is not at the same place anymore. Mike have moved.
Right.
So
I don't know
if I can tell Mike.
He knows me though. And I'm sure he can, you know, make you feel comfortable. He knows that I'm a real buyer.
Okay. Like I said, do you have Mike's number? Do you know where he at today? I mean, it's been some years since I talked to Mike.
Yeah. His number is 804-690-4684.
I'm saying it again, I didn't hear you. I heard four.
690-4684.
468. Okay.
Give them a call and tell them Zach Weatherspoon.
Weatherster.
Zach, Z-A-C-K, Weatherspoon. Yep.
Oh, Spoon.
Yep, Weatherspoon. Okay. So, I'm interested in buying the, you know, the property and...
Definitely, I will call Mike. And like I said, when I reach out to him, I will definitely call you back. If he called me back today or tomorrow, whenever he'd be able to call me back, I will call you back and we can sit down and talk about it.
Sounds fair to me.
All right, you have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.